With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. With COVID cases and hospitalizations still running high, health officials across the country are running into another problem, vaccine shortages. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. David Chakchi says they've had to cancel first dose vaccine appointments at multiple locations.
15 community vaccination hubs are temporarily not vaccinating, but we'll be ready to get those up and running as soon as our supply does pick up.
Yesterday at the White House, President Biden signed 10 executive orders related to the pandemic. He said the pandemic will be continue to get worse despite his administration's immediate efforts.
The death toll will likely top 500,000 next month. The cases will continue to mount. We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
And he promised that help is on the way. The 10 orders he signed are aimed at jumpstarting his national COVID-19 strategy to increase vaccinations and testing, lay the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and also immediately increase the use of masks. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Mitch McConnell seeks to push the impeachment trial of former President Trump to next month.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
Correspondent Mike Gracia. The White House says President Joe Biden has confidence in FBI Director Chris Wray and plans to keep him on the job. This is SRN News.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep. It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. If by any chance you happen to see a naked guy driving a Jacksonville police car yesterday morning near I-10, your eyes were not deceiving you. Authorities say that an officer spotted the nude man on the side of the road and jumped out of his car to help, then the guy made a break for the cruiser and sped off. He only made it a few minutes down the road before crashing into some trees. When the police caught up, the man was screaming, but otherwise all right. The mother of a Jacksonville teenager who was shot in the head has been charged. Late Tuesday afternoon, the 14-year-old girl was rushed to the hospital from the scene on Wedgefield Boulevard. She died after spending a day on life support. News for Jax reports that 34-year-old Amanda Guthrie is now looking at multiple counts, including aggravated manslaughter, a weapons charge, a drug charge, and child neglect. She was being held on a $95,000 bond, but bonded out of jail yesterday morning. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. We are expecting a lot of rain today. High reaches about 65, and this evening early showers, then cloudy overnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 63 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Republican senators propose postponing an impeachment trial for former President Trump until February. Fearing more gun control from the Biden administration, some states are pursuing the idea of having Second Amendment sanctuaries. And a new poll shows the majority of voters would support a bipartisan commission to probe potential voting irregularities in the 2020 election.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good Friday morning. Yeah, we are expecting a lot of rain today. I mean, it was kind of interesting. We've gotten a lot of rain. Now it's been pretty quiet for the last 2 weeks.
Right, right. Well, yeah, quite a bit of rain on and off and into the evening, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, the reason why this is important to me because tomorrow, this weekend, is the last weekend for deer hunting. So.
Oh, really? Now, Saturday, partly cloudy, only slight chance.
No, I'm going over to the more of the northwest Perry area. So, okay. Yeah, but I can still hog and coyote hunt. So, anyway.
Okay.
Not that any of you care about that, which is fine with me. Hey, good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, good to have everybody here as we are set and ready to go. 831-0600. 831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's do it. More of the news. Impeachment for Democrats. This is going to be a very interesting issue, along with many others, over the next couple of months to see where this goes. According to TheHill.com, Senate Republicans want to postpone impeachment until February.
Mitch McConnell proposed on a call with Republican senators Thursday that Donald Trump's impeachment trial be delayed until February to give the former president enough time to mount a defense. McConnell told colleagues that Trump should have at least as much time as the president had in previous trials, which means he would like to postpone the proceeding until the second week of February.
And the Democrats would probably love this. Why? Because they can keep Trump around. This is one of my favorites. This is a great clip. You're going to like this one, Raj. Jesse Waters, co-host of Fox News, the Five host of Waterworld, says, hey, he thinks this is a lot of it media-driven, and why not have the Democrats also go along with this as well? It's more fundraising because Trump is the greatest fundraising tool for the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party needs a boogeyman. Trump was a great boogeyman. And with him gone, where is that energy going to go? It probably is going to go from the left and direct at Joe Biden for not governing left enough. Fundraising. Donald Trump is the best fundraiser for the Democrats ever. You mention his name and people just start writing checks. You keep that happening, you keep the money flowing.
There you go. I think he's got it nailed. Remember the clip. I don't know if you got this earlier. Remember when Joe Biden was sworn in? There was such a difference when Trump was sworn in. I remember it because I covered it 4 years ago. Listen to some of the media montage the day of inauguration when Joe Biden was sworn in as president.
Those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool. It's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town and sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms.
The 46th president of the United States putting his soul into his first address.
He gave the kind of inaugural address our presidents used to give, as hopeful as the man delivering it.
We saw the steely determination and compassion of President Joe Biden.
What a great love story between Jill Biden and Joe Biden. And we haven't had a love story in the White House in 4 years.
Wow, I don't recall hearing that. Go, you like that one, Raj?
That's hilarious.
Roger's afraid to laugh on the radio. It may offend people. What's that?
I just think that's funny. He's implying that there was no love between Donald Trump and his wife, Melania.
That's cut too funny. But amazing. Now, let's get to it. Host of America Reports, John Roberts, says if you look at the Pew Research surveys here, Raj, if you look at the media coverage of past presidents in their first months inside the White House, you look at the poll numbers out there, you guessed it. Going back to the days of Bill Clinton, Donald Trump has had the worst coverage.
And let's look at a Pew poll in terms of the negative positive assessment of media coverage. President Trump 2017, 5% positive assessment, 62% negative, compared to Obama 2009, positive 42, negative 20. Bush 2001, pretty much evenly split, positive 22, negative 28, and fairly evenly split with Bill Clinton. I mean, President Trump overwhelmingly had negative coverage. There's no question about that.
Exactly. No question about that. Duh. Do we actually need another survey on that one? Fox News' Michael Manuel reports with the signing of the executive orders eliminating the Keystone XL pipeline, it could cost just alone 11,000 union jobs, but it doesn't talk about the other jobs that will trickle down from it as well.
About President Biden canceling the Keystone XL pipeline and an estimated 11,000 jobs.
11,000 jobs. Not Treasury Secretary, but Transportation Secretary nominee Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked by Ted Cruz, what are you going to do about this? Listen to this clip.
So for those workers, the answer is somebody else will get a job?
I mean, in other words, so you're just going to automatically eliminate 11,000 jobs.
High-paying jobs, by the way.
Exactly. This is what Mayor Pete said.
The answer is that we are very eager to see those workers continue to be employed in good-paying union jobs, even if they might be different ones.
So good luck. We're going to eliminate your jobs.
Unbelievable.
Roger, I am totally, totally with you. How many of y'all know what a sanctuary city is? Yeah. For legal immigrants, correct?
Right.
Oh, by the way, I can't use the word aliens anymore. I've been told that's politically incorrect. Well, now there is sanctuary cities for Second Amendment. That's right. Second Amendment sanctuaries out there. Arizona and other states right now are looking to pass in their state legislatures this year to seek protection from any federal legislation that would affect Second Amendment rights. We actually have Second Amendment sanctuary cities here in the state of Florida. Fox News, William Lajeunesse.
President Biden's plan to rewrite America's gun laws makes gun owners nervous. A Second Amendment sanctuary state, banning the use of state money or manpower to enforce any federal law or regulation that violates the right to bear arms. Four states and more than 400 mostly red cities and towns passed measures declaring themselves gun sanctuaries, modeled after blue state rules that protect illegal immigrants from federal law. While opponents call gun sanctuary laws symbolic, they do fear their effect. Gun advocates fear local police will be enlisted to enforce a national gun registry, confiscate guns, and limit the sale of ammunition. Opponents say courts, not states, define the Second Amendment, but some fear Biden will issue rules and regs bypassing gun protections.
But the pro-gun control crowd, are you ready for this? Calls the move anti-American. Kristen Brown with the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
There is no substance behind this. It's theater. It's spectacle. It is anti-American and deeply troubling that anyone would run for office and push something like this. They're denying support for citizens in their state who are impacted by gun violence.
Well, wait a second. What if you talked about illegal immigration violence back then? Remember when the president, former president Trump, wanted to go after the cities as well?
Yeah. Yeah, inconsistencies across the board. We're going to see a lot of those, I believe, in the
next few years. Oh, yeah, I'm already seeing it on Facebook as well. So here's what President Biden said about ridding the NRA and going after the guns. I'll let him explain those rounds and those clips.
Won't stop until we beat the NRA.
I'm going to do everything in my power, in office or out of office, to get those assault weapons off the street, which I've done once already, and to get those clips that have multiple bullets in them not for sale.
Really? Just so we're going to get rid of the clips as well. According to a Hill-Harris X poll, these are pollsters that do a lot of online, but also do phone calls and things like that. They have thousands out there. A Hill-Harris X poll finds that the majority of voters at 59% would support a bipartisan commission to probe into the 2020 potential irregularities of last year's election. But 41% oppose the idea. If you break it down by party, 80% of Republicans support congressional commission to investigate it, along with 56% of independents, but 61% of Democratic voters oppose it as well.
There was fraud in this election. I have any doubt about that. There was fraud. We just don't know the extent. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
That's Senate Republican from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the Homeland Security out there. But, of course, if there's any irregularity, like, for example, in Detroit, Wayne County, that's not that big of a deal. CNN's Pamela Brown.
Two Republican members of the board there were blocking the certification of the votes. Now, they claimed it was because there were irregularities, that there was an imbalance in a couple of the precincts where the signatures in the poll book didn't match up with the number of votes that were tabulated. But it's important to note, Wayne County has had a history of that issue, and it was only by a few votes that were...
Yeah, it's had a history. It's only by a few, Raj.
Right.
So we buy a
few. At least they're admitting there's some problem going on.
Yeah, but the Federalist.com's Ben Dominich says a lot of this could have been addressed if the Trump camp would have challenged the ballot initiatives earlier last year before the elections kicked up.
The bigger issue that I think has to be addressed here is that so much of these questions needed to be looked at earlier in terms of the arguments that the president and his supporters are making now. You know, namely that when they're looking back at all the different steps that were taken in key states in terms of authenticating signatures, in looking at where people were registered. There were a lot of objections that they needed to make months ago, given the way that this was rushed through in terms of mail-in balloting being such a big issue in this cycle. I think that in a certain sense, they've removed their ability to prove the kind of fraud that would be significant enough to change anything here.
What he's saying in English is that the Democrats were prepared to take advantage of the COVID, mm-hmm. and when it came to absentee ballots, and the Republicans and the Trump crowd got caught flat-footed. That he is correct on. More coming up next at Dean Roger Henderson. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Coming up next, Antifa decides to go out and party on the night of inauguration. Let's burn a few ICE buildings, Amazon, Starbucks. That's how they party, by the way. And yet some people are arrested. Thought this was going to happen under a Biden administration. We've got all of this coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have some construction work on I-10 headed east, right between Lane and Cassett Avenue. It has the right lane block, so be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
We are expecting rain today with the high around 65. This evening, early showers and then clearing with an overnight low of 53. Right now, 63 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety. So I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed. Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center Office Building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95. And we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Fearing more gun control from the Biden administration, some states are pursuing the idea of having Second Amendment sanctuaries. A new poll shows a majority of voters would support a bipartisan commission to probe potential voting irregularities in the 2020 election. And violence broke out in some major cities by Antifa and other left-wing groups the day Joe Biden was sworn in as president.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600. Or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 19 minutes after 6 a.m., one thing that we did learn during the Trump administration, we learned a lot about the Constitution, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
I got to admit, yeah. I mean,
it's been an education.
It's amazing. When Roger and I, who's had a Roger in, with broadcasting and news career, which you've had a lot on TV, and then mine, of course, you because you're much prettier, and also in radio, but mine was more in print and on radio.
I've never been on camera.
Right.
And well, of course, I have it here.
Whatever, dude. Yeah. Don't lie. Anyways, I've seen you on camera, all right? But anyway, so what I'm getting at is that we've learned a lot during the Obama years of what was constitutional, and then, of course, of Trump, but the illegal behavior that took place, or should I say the unconstitutional behavior, of course, with the impeachment nonsense and things like that. Real quick, before I get to some of the other news, Roger will tell you, I am a concealed weapons permit holder.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the interesting thing. The sanctuary city amendments for the states, yes, I admit a lot of it's political. I get it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But the constitutionality part really intrigues me, because when the liberal left got to pick and choose, especially during Obama, that we wanted to enforce certain gun laws, but we didn't want to enforce federal immigration laws. And what's interesting is that the liberal left sat back and said, oh, it was wrong. I couldn't find anywhere where they said it was unconstitutional to defund cities that would not abide by federal laws. I'm not saying you had to agree with the federal laws, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated in the breakdown, you know, what is allowed with Congress, 10th Amendment, some other amendments as well. Having said this for a second, immigration laws, a lot of the immigration policies is left to the feds, but the states can also do immigration laws as well, okay?
All right.
Arizona did it. Florida's got them as well. But when the liberal left did not want to abide by the federal immigration, the sanctuary cities, and Trump says, I'm coming after you, they wanted to sue him in court. I never read, when you and I were on the air, and you and I covered this a lot when it came up, I never heard anybody talk about the unconstitutionality of going after these cities mm-hmm. when it came to funding sanctuary cities.
Right.
But now there's a constitutionality part where the Second Amendment crosses. No, there is, with the Second Amendment, I agree. But again, the Second Amendment, it doesn't talk about states, about their own thing. The Second Amendment doesn't talk about, because what is quiet in the Constitution is, according to Levin and Napolitano and other former judges and lawyers, that is left for interpretation through the states
mm-hmm.
to dictate. That's debatable. Okay, I admit that. But the constitutionality of the Second Amendment in a Second Amendment state, that I find very interesting.
Yeah.
Because Congress is only allowed to do certain things and regulate.
Exactly.
And just because they can create their own doesn't make it right.
Yeah. Well, the states, they have their legislatures and they can do what they want, and it may end up in the courts, and we'll end up finding out what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Roger, I asked the key question a couple of days ago, and it was a fun question, and some of you guessed the answer. I said, and I don't want to give it away, but a lot of you got the answer. I said, if the Republicans win either the House or the Senate next year, and it's a good chance they could win both, okay? Who is one individual, based on their comments and actions, that I believe, if the Republicans win, this legislator's career is done with politically? It was Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
Well, guess what? The Nostradamus is right again. Yahoo News came out with a story yesterday. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Yahoo News reporting that if you vote to convict Trump, as you know, McConnell and the rest of the Republicans, this was talking about, you know, James Clyburn and the Democrats talking about doing it after the first 100 days. Now, McConnell and these guys, and of course, McConnell's all ticked off because he's no longer Senate Majority Leader. He blames Trump for the loss, and technically there could be some truthfulness to that of the races in Georgia a few weeks ago. But McConnell's all ticked off. Now, McConnell's coming out saying, let's wait till February before we go down the road of impeachment. Senate leadership is warning him, and other factions within the GOP Senate are warning Mitch McConnell about his Senate leadership. They are warning him if he votes to convict President Trump in the impeachment, and CNN is also reporting this as well, the backlash will be swift and severe. Quote, one senior GOP told CNN, if he does, I don't know if he can stay as the leader. Now, there is going to be a little bit of this happening for the impeachment, all right? I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party has it. The Democrats have it, but the media never talks about it a whole lot. The impeachment, I think what McConnell wants to do, and I get what he's doing. I'm not always the biggest fan, but I think McConnell's done some good. But having said that, I get why McConnell wants to do this. Let's get it done with. Trump does not need to be the focus anymore of the Democrats. You can sit here and make this dog hunt, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Roger and I were talking about this, and I think we both agreed. All of these idiots that went to have riots and breaking and entering illegally in the Capitol Hill when they were not supposed to do that, the media is going to want to drag this on.
Right.
Because why? It's got to do with Trump.
Yeah.
And they're hoping this thing will go on for the next at least year and a half, 2 years.
What they're even coming out and publicly saying right now, they say the longer it drags out, the more evidence that could be potentially discovered that maybe people in the Trump administration were somehow, you know, complicit in it.
How would they be complicit?
I don't know. They're just hoping they could find something. And, of course, if they rush to it and do a trial immediately,
it'll be minor.
That potential evidence, you know, may not be out. But the longer you wait, maybe something can surface.
You had a boatload of idiots that were told a bunch of lies. That Mike Pence was the VP was going to overturn it. By the way, the Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really. Come on, guys. Can't you go out and get a date or something like that? I mean, the Proud Boys now.
Uh-huh.
There's a story come out that they're ditching President Trump. They're calling him a shill. He's extraordinarily weak because he didn't put up a bigger fight to stay in office. Really? The Proud Boys, QAnon.
He didn't put up a bigger fight. What else could you expect him to do? Most people think he put up too big of a fight to stay in office.
Yeah.
This shows you how marginalized these Proud Boys are.
All right. 625-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have some construction work on I-10 headed east, right between Lane and Cassett Avenue. It has the right lane block, so be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
We are expecting rain today with the high around 65. This evening, early showers and then clearing with an overnight low of 53. Right now, 63 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
When your family gets together, everybody's talking and laughing, usually standing in the kitchen, right? Families gather around food. The Madure brothers have put together a few restaurants based on that same concept. Families gathering around great food. Matthew's Restaurant in San Marco, Restaurant Madure in Ponte Vedra, Rue St. Mark in San Marco, Midtown Table, an Italian-inspired kitchen on Gate Parkway, and the three M Shack burger locations, Nocatee, Atlantic Beach, and Town Center. Whatever kind of food inspires you, the Madure brothers have a place for you to gather. And just like with your family, all important decisions are made in the kitchen, not in a boardroom. Find out more at madurebrothers.com. Great food from our family to yours. Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them. And that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Left-wing Antifa agitators not listening to President Joe Biden's call for unity. Instead, they rampage through the streets of West Coast cities. Police declaring an unlawful assembly in Portland after far-left thugs attacked an ICE facility. Earlier in the day, rioters smashing windows at Oregon's Democratic headquarters. At least 8 people were arrested. In Denver, protesters burned American flags outside the state capitol building. In Seattle, anarchists damaging an Amazon store, courthouse, and the country's first ever Starbucks.
Wow, that was from the Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell. Are we going to hear anything? I haven't heard anything from the Biden White House on this. Interesting. Just kind of, it wasn't a bunch of right-wingers. I get it. All right, more coming up next. We took a lot of calls yesterday about the Wall Street Journal article about Trump talking to friends and associates about forming a brand new political party called the Patriot Party. The pros and cons of that. We're going to have that debate coming up next with former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, Barney Bishop, our good friend. Good story. It's gotten news, and we're going to continue to make more news of this. Coming up next, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In the fight against COVID-19, President Biden promises that help is on the way, but he notes it'll take months to turn this around. U.S. deaths have surged past 400,000, and the president says they could reach 500,000 in a month. With COVID cases and hospitalizations still running high, health officials are running into another problem, vaccine shortages. More than a dozen locations in New York City, for example, have had to cancel first-dose vaccine appointments. President Biden today is scheduled to have his first call with a foreign leader since the inauguration. It'll be with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who has pledged to work with the new president. But one point of disagreement is the Keystone XL pipeline, which Mr. Biden is canceling by executive order. Trudeau released a statement expressing his disappointment. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. It's not yet known what led up to this, but after being shot in the head, a teenage girl died and her mother has been charged. On Tuesday afternoon, the 14-year-old was taken to the hospital from the scene on Wedgefield Boulevard in Jacksonville. She passed away after spending a day on life support. News for Jax reports that 34-year-old Amanda Guthrie is now looking at aggravated manslaughter, a weapons charge, a drug charge, and child neglect. She bonded out of jail yesterday. The first face mask mandate came on day one, and yesterday some more came down. In an attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus, President Biden has required people to wear them on all federal lands, as well as on planes, trains, and buses. There have been more than 1.6 million cases throughout Florida, including over 24,000 deaths. Just in Duval County, there are now more than 76,000 confirmed infections. The testing site at the Regency Square Mall is now also a vaccination site. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The Brandon Groover News Hour is a talk radio show sponsored by Elite Home Health, where all viewpoints are respected. Everything is balanced against the facts. Political correctness will not get in the way of solutions. Brandon Groover is starting a movement that will bring Americans together while keeping her great and holding our leaders accountable. No spin allowed. Brandon Groover wants to hear from you Fridays at 5 p.m. on WBOB 600 AM. And 101.1 FM.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are still looking pretty clear, but we are still seeing some of our usual light traffic around NAS Jax. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We are expecting rain today with the high around 65. This evening, early showers and then clearing with an overnight low of 53. Right now, 63 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll shows the majority of voters would support a bipartisan commission to probe potential voting irregularities in the 2020 election. Violence broke out in some major cities by Antifa and other left-wing groups the day Joe Biden was sworn in as president. And some Florida Republican legislators are promoting a change to the Florida retirement system. A new proposal will require new state employees to enroll in a 401k-style plan.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600. 0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Following the morning show, if you guys want more, we give you more. The podcast, just go to WBOB.com and just click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. And by the way, download that radio app, put it on your smartphones, your Android phones. It is free, no monthly charge, no pop-ups. No, it's free. Just go to WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com. All right, let's continue on with the news. Former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party and columnist at FloridaDaily.com, our good friend Barney Bishop. Barney, interesting story. Let me set this up. I am fascinated not by the topic of legalization of drugs, but the reasons why that they support the legalization of drugs. And Barney, let me set this up. I want to play for you a clip because I believe this is the main argument they're going to try to push for 2022 in Florida. They're going to use it in other states. I understand it's the sign of the times, whether you support it or not, because I know you've been heavily involved in this debate and some of your articles. Let me set up two clips for you out there. Here is one of the groups out there with the marijuana industry. Alfria CEO Erwin Simon says that the growing demand among consumers is there for medical and recreational. Clip number eight.
Consumers want cannabis, and more consumers want the product for pain, more and more anxiety, sleep, recreational. So it shows you the demand that consumers want to buy recreational and medical cannabis.
Now, this is where the debate's going with it. This is the old argument. Back in the 1990s and 2000s, all the libertarians used to say to advocate whether it was a medical or legalization of marijuana was to tax and regulate it. Barney, I remember everybody used to laugh at these people. Uh-oh. Listen to what Simon also said, that the next big thing of promoting the legalization of marijuana is to pay off state debt and federal debt. Listen to the clip.
Now that you have a Democratic Senate, a Democratic Congress, and a Democratic president, I think things have changed and moved up within 2 years. I think something will happen, whether it's a SAFE Bank will pass, Bank Act will pass, whether legalization of medical cannabis will pass, you know, decriminalization, but something will happen within the next year with cannabis. How many trillions of dollars the deficit will be in regards to Biden's new budget? Where's a lot of that going to come from? Is tax dollars, and what would contribute a lot to those, you know, deficit is legalizing cannabis.
You know, Barney, I'm not saying, and I don't agree with supporting and make it legal, but when you talk about, for example, offshore drilling, expanded gambling in the state, or even a marijuana we could pay for schools and environmental programs, Barney, that does resonate with quite a few people.
It sure does, and it makes sense. But Florida, by the way, has traditionally been opposed to, Florida legislature has traditionally been opposed, Ed, to taxing medical marijuana because Florida does not tax medical products. They don't tax medical drugs. So they are not inclined to do medical marijuana, tax it. If the feds want to do that, that's fine. It's not going to raise enough money to put a dent into the national debt. But, you know, that's something that the feds need to do. I do think that the speaker's comment that there could be legislation that would allow for a banking exemption so that these medical marijuana outlets have a place to put their money safely instead of having to deal strictly in cash is probably a good thing because we're not going to get rid of the medical marijuana outlets that are already there. It's only going to expand even more. But the real issue is that if you're going to legalize this, then you've got to spend a whole lot more money on diversion and prevention and treatment programs for people. That 7%, only 7% of the people in America have addictive genes, but those 7% cost us over $3 billion in Florida alone.
Now, Barney, hold up, back up. You said medical marijuana is not taxed. What about if the state of Florida, as you know, a lot of these guys, the Morgan crowd, or some of the supporters of the Morgan crowd as well, they want full-blown recreational. If that passes, would that be taxed?
No, I don't think so.
Interesting. So the argument, see, this is what I'm getting at, is that does the, I know some people sit back and go, okay, Barney, I don't mind the medical marijuana, even in a pill form or whatever. You don't need all the tea, you know, getting high. But Barney, if the argument, you've talked about this on this radio show, your articles as well, 2022, they're going to try to put this on the Florida ballot. Is the reasoning that it could pass, I'm not saying it's going to because of Republicans, but is it a valid argument that a lot of people may go along by going, you know, because of COVID, we need more money. If we can tax it, that'll bring more money into the coffers for education or whatever. Barney, does that sell among Florida voters?
I think it does, unfortunately, Ed. I think you raised a good point. I think there'll be a lot of people that'll vote for it. Because that's a justification to get it. But the history in Florida is not likely that that will happen. And again, we're spending billions of dollars on treatment programs. Now, if they would tax it and spend the vast majority of that money on the treatment programs to help people who abuse their wife, who abuse their spouse or their children because they get addicted to the marijuana, and then they use that to escalate to other drugs because they want a better high. So that's the problem. In if they would tax it and spend it strictly on treatment programs, then that seems to me to be a good way to do it. But whether the legislature will see it that way, I'm not so sure.
Barney Bishop, as very well-known columnist, you can read a lot of his articles at floridadaily.com, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. Here's a clip. The Wall Street Journal has reported that on his days of leaving, President Trump is kicking up rumors that he may want to start a brand new party. I want to play the clip for you to compete with the GOP. This is from thehill.com, ABC News. Here we go.
President Trump has reportedly floated the possibility of starting a new political party. The Wall Street Journal reported that Trump has discussed the matter with associates in the last week, suggesting that he would call it the Patriot Party. According to the Journal, it's unclear how serious the outgoing president is about starting a new party. The outlet notes that Trump's wide base of supporters were not heavily involved in the Republican Party before Trump became the party's 2016 presidential nominee.
Trump reportedly wants to create a third political party. The Wall Street Journal says Trump has discussed creating the Patriot Party.
So, Barney, they want to compete with the GOP. Listen, I understand the theory that it could work, but it doesn't work.
It doesn't. No, you're absolutely right. And look, I was a staunch supporter of Donald Trump, but I'm not going to support him in 2024, and I'm not in favor of seeing a third party be created, because the reality of it is there's only been two parties in our country in the last 100 years, and those are the parties that we have to work within the framework, because getting another party registered, getting them for presidential elections, that's an entirely expensive proposition, and I'm not going to support Donald Trump in 2024. I want a kinder, gentler version of Donald Trump, believes in the same things, but can articulate it in a way that will bring voters to the table, not turn voters off.
Hey, Roger, something had hit me as I'm having the conversation with me, you, and Barney. Barney, right. The all Florida votes got 58%. It barely missed the 60%.
Right.
But it got... Yeah. Let's be honest, it's still got a plurality of voters out there. Does that mean that they don't, in other words, this would make the primaries almost nonpartisan, right, Raj? That's
right.
So, Barney, what I'm saying is that in Florida, based on that alone, it got 58%, somewhere around that. Does that mean that maybe the majority of Florida voters probably wouldn't have a problem with it? Or is when you break down what the party may stand for, then you may not get people joining the party?
Well, I think that's an excellent point, Ed, and the reality of it is there are a lot of people that like the jungle primary concept. I'm not sure that they understand it intuitively.
Right.
But the bottom line is that means that in any legislative district or city district or county commission district, you may not end up with a Democrat running against a Republican. You may have two Democrats. Then again, you may have two Republicans running against each other. The parties really aren't for it. And though the NAACP and the Florida Black Caucus came out originally for it, they eventually came out against it because they perceived it as not helping minority candidates to get to the final line.
Yeah, and by the way, what would it do here in Florida? You got a very popular governor, Ron DeSantis, and for those of you that want to sit back and support DeSantis over the Democrats, oh, but I'm a member of the Patriot Party, but then again, I guess you could vote in the general election. This is going to be interesting. Yeah. Barney, by the way, I got less than about a minute. Do you think this is just more speculation? This is more of a rumor?
It is, and I think it's a continuation, infatuation by the mainstream media with Donald Trump. Listen, Pelosi and Schumer, and Hillary Clinton, oh my God. Listen, all of those people, they're just addicted to Donald Trump. They are so scared of him, and they should rightfully be. But the Republican Party needs to find somebody that has got his same positions of draining the swamp, getting rid of the deep state, and bringing this country back to the morals and values that this country started on. But it has to be done in a way in which you bring people to the table, not turn them off.
Yeah. I'm totally. By the way, a new party wouldn't work. Libertarians have tried it, and they don't do well on that.
Yeah.
They just steal votes.
But they didn't have someone like Donald Trump behind them, though.
That's true. But Donald Trump wouldn't run anyway. Not a libertarian.
Yeah,
he wouldn't win. Trump would never win.
and a lot of people aren't going to support Donald Trump again, because there's going to be good alternatives. We just don't know which one of the people that are out there
is
going to be the best one yet.
Barney Bishop, good to have you on today, brother.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care, Ed, Raj.
All right, man. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I love Barney. Yeah. Former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Again, let me state this. We took a lot of calls. I love here. By the way, many of you called based on your theories that it would siphon the classic liberals, which was more of a conservative Democrat, Republicans. On theory, I agree with all of you. But theory, and when you actually put it to paper and get boots to the ground, it won't work. Go ask the Democratic Party. They blame Ralph Nader for one of the losses of Al Gore in 2000. And then go ask the Democrats. They blame Jill Stein for the Green Party in 2016. In fact, look at the Libertarian. That if you look at a lot of states like Georgia and Wisconsin, a lot of the Libertarians, for the most part, you think would have voted for Trump. Nope. Guess what? Those votes, if you look at it, conventional wisdom, took votes away from Trump and probably cost him some of the states, possibly.
Right.
So I'm just telling you, I don't think it's going to work.
Patriot Party probably will not see an elected president.
Never.
But it would siphon a lot of critical votes away from Republicans.
And by the way, we had a great call yesterday. Trump's the art of the deal. I got news for you. Not this deal, because conservatives will not agree with liberals and liberals will not agree with conservatives. I got news for you, which means you got to promise them something. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe I'm right or wrong. What do you think? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. 645, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between 295 and Cassett Avenue. Add an extra 5 minutes right now, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if there's anything you see, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit evergladesfoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help, because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust, and it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores, and we wish each of you a happy new year.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
What is his definition of unity is a question that I think he needs to answer. He doesn't answer questions at all from the press. Is unity, whereas we are going to understand that people have differences of opinions, but still come together on shared values? Or is it the Soviet style of unity, where it's more unity is the absence of opposition?
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Violence broke out in some major cities by Antifa and other left-wing groups the day Joe Biden was sworn in as president. Some Florida Republican legislators are promoting a change to the Florida retirement system. A new proposal would require new state employees to enroll in a 401k-style plan. And Republican senators propose postponing the impeachment trial for former President Trump until February.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Yeah, I like the idea of going into a 401k system as well. It would save a lot of taxpayers money. And what's, I mean, hello, probably get a better rate of return on your money. Get what I'm saying? If you look at it. Let's see. 831-0600. You ready to take some calls? Want to do it?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's go to Gary. Hey, man, what's up this morning?
Good morning, Ed Rogers. You know what I'm really ticked off about?
What do you mean you're ticked off? You were in a good mood yesterday. What do you mean you're ticked off?
No, just hear about that our infrastructure is rated as a D-minus in this country. All the money that's wasted, look at the money for the lottery that was supposed to go to education. Why aren't these people, why aren't they held to the fire? What about all these toll roads, the money for that was supposed to go to road improvement? How did it get to this shape? Why aren't these people held to the fire about the... You know, the schools are in that bad of shape when billions and billions are raised, that they have to raise taxes on people. I'm fiscally conservative, though.
Gary, I'm yelling amen.
What about these toll roads? What? There's no excuse that it got to this shape in this country.
I'm yelling amen with you, man.
There's so much corruption. That, why are these people in jail?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, no, I'm yelling amen. Yeah. I mean, I am totally. Gary, the amount of money. Oh, okay, you got it, brother. Yeah. I'm totally with you. The amount of money we have spent.
Toll roads especially get on my nerves, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, to Roger's point. You know, the amount of money we've spent.
The state in the entire country.
Right.
And they're adding more toll roads every time you blink your eyes. And it's Republicans doing it.
I'm not trying to make this an Obama thing. We had stimulus, was supposed to do a lot of infrastructure. And Trump should have gotten this done, but the Republicans kind of kicked the can down the road. Democrats couldn't agree with him either. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is we're told this is the amount of money we need. Well, who's telling us? You've got state legislators, auditors from each state saying we need this amount of money. To Gary's point, we give you the amount of money you request, and what do we see for it?
It's not enough.
That's what I'm getting at.
What they do is they take the funding that was going toward whatever project
Bingo.
Was initially,
Bingo.
And instead of adding to it, they just take that, spend it on something else.
Totally
and
agree.
And say this is the new funding source for this.
Yeah.
And guess what? Our taxes just come up, you know, increased, you know, under the radar.
When the Trump crowd thought about going along with raising the gasoline tax, I hit a roof, man. I was like, are you kidding me? You don't need to raise taxes for that. Let's go to Chris. Chris, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's going on this morning?
So I got a question to pose to you, Ed. So you talked in the last segment with Barney about, you know, not doing a Patriot Party. So my question to you is, if there was someone like Mike Pence, who everyone would reasonably say is a quiet, reserved Christian man who's not into being aggressive or anything like that, who stood for all of Trump's policies, who is running in the Republican Party as a Republican, based on what we've seen today, do you think the current establishment, and let's say Trump never reared his head again ever and had no affiliation with that person, he just stayed out of politics, do you think the current party, not the people, the people in office would support that guy?
Did you follow him, Raj? I'm trying to follow. Can you make it more in an English version here, what you're asking?
You're saying if someone like Mike Pence ran as a Patriot Party member with their current Republican
establishment? It's not you. I'm just slow this morning.
Would they get behind them? I don't think anyone who's carrying the Republican label would back any candidate unless they're a Republican during an election.
Well, but let's say he stood for everything that Trump stood for, was going to do all the same policies.
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't going to put up tweet storms. He wasn't going to, you know, do all the bombastic things that Trump did. Do you think the Republican Party would support an individual like that?
Yes.
But, I don't think so.
No. Chris has a point. None of the the America First policies, I think people will support. I just think it's got to be somebody else that's not connected with the Trump administration.
I don't think it has to do with connected to Trump at all. I think whether or not the person carries the hyphen R or, in this case, hyphen P after their name, I think that above anything else when it comes to politics, party members back their own. And if you're not lining up with the Republican Party,
I knew Republicans voted for Democrats this year and vice versa.
You're talking about, you know, established elected officials endorsing them, Chris, or no?
Correct.
Okay.
That's the thing.
No, I don't
so
think
so. Clearly, there's a market. Let's even be kind. Let's say 50 million people, let's say 25 million people voted for Trump. They didn't love him necessarily, but they liked that he was doing something and they turned their nose up at his rhetoric. But now, that person, without all the negatives, if you will, would Republicans in office that are there today support someone like that?
I don't know.
Might not.
I got to get going.
If he's a Republican, if he runs as a patriot, I don't think so.
Well, if the polls are there, see, none of the people got behind Trump. Ryan and McConnell, they did it weak-kneed.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody got shocked. Everybody got on board. If the poll numbers were there, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. Guys.
And there's another Republican nominee, and they're not going to back the person of their own party, and they're an elected official endorsing someone with another party. I don't think it's going to happen.
I gotta check it quick. Bottom line is, the Patriot Party, clean from within the Republican Party, if they want an enema, like the Tea Party did in 2010, that's what you do. It worked once before. Do it again. Don't take your marbles and go home. How about that? More of your calls coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Already starting to see that usual slow traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add an extra 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees.
Hi, my name is Grant. For the past 17 years, I've been hooked on drugs, off and on, and in and out of rehabs. I had everything I could ever need, my wife, children, family, a home, and I was still unhappy and lost. I was finally forced to make a decision, and I chose City Rescue Mission. Since coming to CRM and participating in the Life Builders Addiction Recovery Program, I have been able to focus on myself and build my relationship with God. My counselors motivate me and encourage me and have shown me how everything can be given over to God. I no longer feel the anxiety and stress that consume my life and have finally found the peace I needed thanks to City Rescue Mission and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm Penny Keevett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. This story is just one example of the many lives that have been transformed. This holiday season, you can give the gift of hope and new life to someone in need. Please visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help provide hope, healing, and change to those in greatest need.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
The new year comes with new ways for pros to save at Lowe's. Like when you're ready to tackle your taxes, we'll help you save up to $100 off federal tax preparation when you file through TurboTax. All you have to do is sign up to become a Lowe's Pro Loyalty member by January 25th, and the savings is yours. This exclusive offer is for new Lowe's Pro Loyalty members only, so sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Discount valid on select TurboTax services through October 15th. More terms apply. U.S. only.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up next, we got the latest clips. Antifa decided to have their own little party Wednesday night of inauguration, chanting F. Biden. How about that type of party, huh? Anyway, oh yeah, it was a street party. Yeah, we'll tell you more about it. And any words from the Democrats on condemning the violence? Uh-oh, no. It's all quiet on the Eastern Front, as they used to say. We'll talk more about this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco Talk Radio.